The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3 FM.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here with Peter, Mad Mick, Tony is back as well.
Hello.
Hello.
And me, Steve.
And Glenn will be in soon, so we'll be five of us. Oh,
we hope.
Amazing.
And then maybe Ellen.
Ellen?
Oh, is Ellen degenerate, is it?
Oh, no, no. Ellen's a lovely lady.
Yeah, we had a good time.
No, Ellen, haven't you watched Ellen DeGeneres?
I've seen Ellen DeGeneres.
So it's not her?
No, unfortunately it is not.
Oh.
This one's better.
No, Mick's seen Ellen on Monday.
Oh, yes, yes. I heard it was an interesting meeting.
It was good meeting everyone.
If you want to give us a call, 462-5-2768. This is Saturday Night Live, episode 207.
Do you know the last, do you know the last call I got? Was
What was that call about?
I don't know. It
a gorilla
it must
called
be
you.
A, it must be in a. It must be in a song.
A zoo called you.
No,
that might have been a sleep apnea call.
Oh. Yeah. I would block those numbers, Mick.
Oh.
If you're into that show.
1-900 numbers. Stay
no. I've been looking for that song and I can't find it.
I think you're asking the wrong station for that one.
Yeah.
Coming up on the program tonight, we have a lot to get through. Pete's Week, a lot has been happening in the local area.
Yes.
Someone had a big birthday this past week.
Yeah, they did.
Peter good. Did. He's going to tell us all about his birthday celebration.
What? No one loved me.
Oh, no.
He got drunk and ran down Queen Street naked.
Oh, did he?
It was too cold for that.
That's not the first time either.
Well, we'll have
too cold for that.
We'll have to get into that in Pete's Week.
Mm.
We also have the latest in sport, Peter. How's sport going?
Yeah, well, tennis.
Australians are going pretty good.
Kerber, she got kicked out straight away.
Kerber's gone.
Stokes is going good.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, Nick has his
Nick's been thrown out.
Nick yeah. Wilson had a spat again.
Yeah, that happens.
He's lost another racket.
Lost the plot.
That's a shame. New South Wales did amazing.
They won the State of Origin.
No, the first game. They didn't win the yes. State of Origin.
Yeah, guess what? And I picked Queensland.
Remember, if Peter picks something, go the opposite.
Yeah, go the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. Never bet against your team.
Yeah, but sometimes you might have to.
But in your case, it doesn't work. You know. Also, the latest in television, a lot has been happening. And Mad Mick Presents Mick. What do you got for us this week? Anything special?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, actually,
that's
Mick.
Amazing.
I don't know how we're going to cover that topic.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's
anyway.
Amazing. Hey, Glenn.
And Glenn's here.
Oh,
hello,
amazing.
Glenn.
What's amazing?
We're saying Mick was telling us what he was talking about for Mad Mick Presents this week.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You don't know. Mick doesn't know yet, though.
Speaking foreign languages and cough.
Coughing in foreign languages.
No, well, there's a language called cough.
It's
so
like
you cough.
Watching SBS.
Oh.
Next
is...
100.3 FM.
What? Big news in sport this week, though. It's been scandal season in sport.
What happened?
Which scandal are you giving? We could be with our favourite tennis player. Our favourite tennis player
Nick.
Of all time.
Nick Kyrgios having had a spat in the Paris Open this week. He lost and... he broke his racket, I think.
He broke his racket. He had a tantrum.
Well, his grandfather died again, all right?
Yeah, but that was a couple of months ago.
No, recently, so this is another one.
Yeah, and when your grandfather died, did you guys smash a couple of tennis rackets?
No, because I didn't play tennis.
Did you smash a couple of microphones in the studio?
No, I wasn't here then.
Okay.
Well, what did you do to release your anger?
Because
no excuse.
That was years ago.
But I think he'd have a good new sport he could do.
What's that?
He could do, like, tennis racketeering.
Mm. Well, he should be
using the rackets.
He just had the shits,
yeah.
That's all.
He was
all
the rackets with the rackets.
He just had the shits.
He could be a demolition
all.
Expert, I think.
Well, he wasn't the only one that broke smashed a record.
He did it twice in the game and then asked for
someone
a beer at half
did.
Time. He was drunk enough already.
He wanted a beer at half time.
What got me was he did it after he was winning.
He wanted VB at Hunt.
Like he was winning the first set. Won it, and then the next set,
then he lost
he
it.
Chucked it.
Chucked his Spez. He wanted his B.
Big crybaby.
He's a chubby.
I think his racket would be too heavy for him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be his racket next
time. It's all about weight.
Well, Stoza, though, on the upside, Stoza is playing beautifully.
She's playing spectacular this time, right? She'd normally failed the first round, wouldn't she? But
second round sometimes.
She's improving, gradually improving. So when maybe when the Australian Open comes again, she won't get kicked out so easily this time round.
Who's looking good, Steve? Who do you think is going to be?
Kerber lost. That was upset.
World number one's gone already.
Yeah, that was
Miss World. Pick, she's looking good.
I think I did pick her.
Miss Universe is looking good as well.
Universe? No,
she doesn't play tennis.
I'm not sure.
You said who was looking good.
Martin Court, yeah.
They're trying to say.
She's not in the French Open, Pete. French Open.
Yeah.
I think they'll allow her in the French Open.
No, Martin Court's banned from playing.
Yeah, but Sam Stosur has said that she doesn't care where she plays. If she plays on the court, doesn't matter where. If Stosur wants
sure
to play
on I'm sure if she had a gay family member, she wouldn't say that.
If Stosur plays on Margaret Court, she doesn't care where she plays. Doesn't happen. She just Margaret Court, well, she'd just grow
she's
up.
She's had a bad week this week, hasn't she?
She's in...
Because I don't know, like, if you talk about a controversial issue, then you somehow get Hitler into it. Never a good idea.
No, the only thing
Hitler
wrong...
isn't a good...
Glenn? Mm-hmm. She should have kept her opinion to herself.
Kept her mouth shut.
If she's a person who's a noter in the public all the time...
She's allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, she can keep her opinion to herself. She didn't have to put it broadcast it all over the papers.
She broadcast on Christian Community Radio, not particularly broadcasting everywhere.
She broadcast it on TV and on the radio. Like, we're talking about it now.
Well, what's wrong with it, though? She's allowed to have the opinion.
Yeah, she's allowed to have the opinion, but she's
allowed to express the opinion.
Yeah, but she's not allowed to try to influence
people. But I don't know why she's got Hitler involved.
Yeah, that's...
Like, Hitler didn't like gays either.
Using Hitler isn't a good defence.
No. Like, if you have a controversial topic, just think... Just don't mention the H word.
No.
Just keep the H word out.
As Mick said, she probably should have kept to herself.
Because even what she said, I think it's been slightly exaggerated.
And she feels like she's being bullied.
Which
she
was.
Kind of
on
is.
The project, she was bullied. She was told, you know...
And social media and things.
Yeah, but, you know...
Yeah.
It she was crazy.
We've got Ellen DeGeneres here.
We do. We'll get to her shortly.
I don't think so, but anyway... But they're not going to change the court now.
No.
Because she did go the next level up. Then she started going on about safe schools and the...
Well, see if she keeps going on about it. And it
the end of the world, civilization.
Mm.
I think I was in some of her interviews, she was saying the society has lost moral depravity.
Religion is the best part about it.
That's decades ago. That's like that boat sailed.
Yeah.
That's far down the boat's line.
Yeah. She's surprised about that now?
Yeah, no, she doesn't like... I don't know. But she's entitled to her views, but I think she probably...
She should have kept the views to herself, not to broadcast them out.
Exactly. This is something that makes me very upset. The people who, in the name of having freedom of views, are actually bullying people for expressing different views to what they have.
Yeah.
Bullying, threatening, abusing...
But she did mention Hitler for some weird reason.
What was that in context, though?
He's an Aries.
Because you were saying the safe school program, people are trying to target children, that's what Hitler done.
Yes.
Hitler bit probably wasn't necessary. That was not...
The Nazis, the communists, they did that. They took the children and deliberately to train them and their ideology away from the parents' influence. So it is actually a fact, and it was actually something that was deliberately done with the Safe Schools program as a vehicle to to put those ideas into...
Don't you think they've already been...
Using the anti-bullying thing as a vehicle to make it acceptable to people.
Don't you think they've already brainwashed us with computers so all the kids and adults act the same? Because you see, gets trained. How many people are looking at their screens? 98%. So they brainwashed you to all think alike. That's what Hitler did.
Yeah.
That's what the Russians did.
I don't think Hitler's got anything to do with this.
No, but that's what
that's
people.
That's ridiculous. It's got nothing to do with Hitler. It's like they call Mike Baird Hitler. You called him Hitler. Yeah. Everyone's Hitler these days.
Yeah.
Steve's Hitler.
Oh, yeah, Hitler.
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 Everyone's a Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm an idiot. That ideology was a deliberate thing.
But
Hitler was just...
Safe schools is not Nazism. It's not the same level. Like, they're not killing millions of people in concentration camps. Hitler's a different type of person than the Safe Schools program. It's a pamphlet and a program that you may not agree with, but it's not the same
it's
thing
actually
as
not fact. Yeah.
You had Hitler Youth.
It's not the Bible, true.
No,
you had Hitler Youth.
Hitler Youth, yes, it was Hitler Youth. But anyway, sport is interesting.
Yeah,
we've got a whole school. It's got everything.
We've got everyone here
today.
Dodgy
people.
Yeah.
There was also a dodgy manhandling of a journalist too, Pete.
Was it done by a man or was it done by a woman?
Yeah, a journalist.
Done by a man.
Okay. Tennis player apparently got a bit frisky with a journalist.
He got kicked off. He's not allowed.
Hamu.
Yeah.
Hamu. With a name like that, you shouldn't be manhandling anyone.
Well, he's French.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, the reporter was talking, obviously they were talking in French, so we don't understand. He grabbed her and just was kissing her on the cheek. He said he was just so happy to be at the French Open. And the reporter said if they weren't live, she would have punched him in the face.
Wow.
For being manhandled.
That would have been great telly, though.
I think that would have been great.
That would have been great telly.
But then, because it was a live cross, people were saying why weren't the actual news anchors in trouble as well? Because they were for it. They were, you know.
Could have been a Punch and Judy show.
What's that?
Punch and Judy.
Where Punch Judy, I think.
No, where Judy can
Judge
punch.
Judy?
Where Judy could punch the tennis player.
Right.
Yeah, Punch Judy.
Now, Tiger Woods, Pete, he's also in trouble.
Tiger Woods, well...
Did any sport happen this week? All sports stars...
Oh, State of Origin was on. That was good.
The best bit about sport.
Tiger Woods, well, he wasn't drinking. It was his medication.
No, he was drinking. He was mixing his medication.
Because the alcohol then was nothing. They breathalyzed him and he was nothing. So he didn't drink. It was his medication.
He refused to take breathalyzer.
It was his medication.
How do you know that? Where did you read that?
No, he did take a breathalyzer. It wasn't naught.
It was on the TV. Okay.
Right. And it was his medication because of his back injuries that he's had playing golf. It was them and they got it mixed up.
Glenn, he looked like one of the Simpson characters.
Who's that?
With his big eyes and the little pupils.
On his mugshot.
Yeah.
He was tired. He didn't have enough sleep.
His eyeballs are popping out.
I didn't hear that he hurt his back to playing golf. I
had back problems for
extracurricular activity.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it was his problems he's had for years.
That's what my report's talking about. What's your point about golf players?
Yeah.
She's in the wrong
sport.
That's
moral depravity.
Is it true the prisons department want him to teach golf to everyone in jail?
Oh, really?
Is it true?
I haven't heard that.
I don't know that.
Let's hope it is.
So
LeBron James, basketball player, had
his house. Who had more than eight holes?
Well, LeBron James, basketball player, had his front gate vandalised.
With the end
races. Yeah. Ooh.
Nelly.
Yeah.
No, not Nelly.
Nelly.
Something worse.
Niles.
No. That's the N-word, isn't it?
Now it's all painted black again. Maybe they can come back.
You know,
that's not very nice.
Because it's painted black.
It's all these people thinking he isn't better than Michael Jordan.
Of course, the NBA Finals and the Golden State Warriors are up 1-0.
Yes.
Against...
You can't recall.
But it's the same team 3 years in a row. Can you believe
it? Do you know this is the first...
How's the ice hockey going, Steve?
Ice hockey?
Not too sure, to be honest.
Ice Dogs are losing. State of Origin was Wednesday night. Wasn't that great?
That was awesome. I liked State of Origin all of a sudden. I don't know why.
But I said I picked Queensland and Tipping Comp. You know, because you would expect Queensland to win up there, wouldn't you? They haven't done it for ages. But hey.
Yeah, true.
They won. And now... I think there's going to be some changes.
Season, right?
There's going to be some changes in a few weeks there.
Pick your nose and you know a winner.
I think Billy Slater might get back there because he wasn't picked. I think he'll get back there and another player might come in. But second game, will New South Wales win? I hope so.
They'll win on the third one anyway.
They're in Sydney the next
and
game,
if
right?
he says New South Wales will win, Queensland's going to romp.
No, this is it. I've had picked New South Wales in the Champion Conference, Tom. And if Queensland win... Well, you'll see about it.
Yeah, well, what?
You'll see about it, buddy. You'll see about it.
Don't hint. Tell us.
Oh, I will sort you all.
Are you going to run down naked again, Peter, down Queen Street if you lose?
No.
You keep shriveling.
No, that was during the week I did that. All right.
Why did you do that?
Why would you do that?
It's on my birthday, Thursday night. It's great.
You got
Thursday
that drunk night, you couldn't remember.
Queen Street.
Wow.
Like no, I could have done it last night when the markets were on Northland Park.
Go naked down Mawson Park.
You can do it at the night markets. Run through the
that
night markets.
That was last night. The night market started last night.
Oh. How was it?
But I did it on Thursday night, on my birthday.
What did you do on Thursday night?
I ran naked down Queen Street. No.
But the best thing is no one would have noticed.
No one remembers. No one gets down Queen Street at night.
You can walk down Queen Street and anything and no one would notice.
Yeah, of course I
was. Because no one does anything there.
Yeah. And the cricket, Australia played last night, but it was a wet... start to the... Steve Smith wasn't
Barrett
happy.
England, though, what to
Steve Smith wasn't happy about what they were doing, so there's got to be some improvements. Game 3 is on tonight.
Do they have to play the game they missed?
No. Just get a draw, a 1 point each, true draw.
Fair enough.
But, because it's in Edge Bastion and all that, then you might expect rain all the time in there. This time, it's summer over there, I think it is.
Spring over there.
Yeah, winter here.
Now, it's a big winter, summer.
Waratahs, did they win today or not?
No, they're pretty much Stuffaroos. Yeah, I think it's a nice way to put it. They lost 46-31 against the Chiefs in New Zealand, which means they will be very lucky if they even make the finals.
They're having a break next couple of weeks because all the test matches they're having. Month of June, they have all these test matches.
How long's the break?
Usually the season's over by this time, though, isn't it?
Nearly. October is when the A-League starts again, so...
Exciting. You excited?
Not really.
Why?
Can be bothered.
Because Sydney are saying it'll win twice
in a row. Well, they lost a few players, you know.
See, if they're winning, who cares, right?
Yeah, but, you know.
Now, big in soccer too, Real Madrid and Juventus.
Yes.
The European Championship Finals, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your tip.
Real Madrid. With a name like Juventus.
Real Madrid.
There's going to be a big Ventil?
Real Madrid.
Ventil?
Ventils.
What?
Ventil? What's a ventil?
That's an event. Evental.
We'll
make up new words.
No.
You do that very often.
Yeah.
AFL, Pete?
AFL, well, Port Adelaide on Friday flogged Hawthorn. Giants are playing. It's like they're having buys. These are split rounds too, not all games.
Why?
Split rounds in these. They do that in
How
the
many
AFL.
Split rounds?
They have teams can have a break for a week, they come back again. Yeah. But not like that the NRL. When teams have a break, they don't get the 4 points. Like
what happens then?
In NRL, when you have a bye, like this week you got South and are having 2 points because they had a bye this week.
It's great. It's the only points you get all season, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, the Giants are well in front. They're going to win probably.
Is it 81-63, isn't it? Yeah.
Hopefully they do
Swans
win.
Swans aren't playing this week. They're the ones that are having a rest this week, so...
See, because we're not there.
No.
NRL, Pete, some matches this weekend. Dragons this afternoon.
You must
be happy about that.
Well, when it was half time, it was 12-2 to Dragons, and Rodney says, oh, don't worry, West Tigers will win. I said to him today, sorry, no luck, buddy. But the final, I don't know what the final score was there. If we can
maybe 16-12.
16-12, so that's... Yeah, I can give it to him when he comes next week. That'd be great.
Rodney is a Tigers fan that is our president.
Yeah.
Don't upset the president.
Oh, well, why not? I give it to him all the time. He don't care.
It's not his fault he's a Tigers
fan. I give it to him. he calls my team.
To be fair, you're a South Sydney fan. That's not that great, is it?
No. Well, we're the best. You know?
You're kicked out of the competition for 2 years. Well, you're suspended.
You and Rodney hate me then. I always say to the South of the world. I said, Rodney.
Don't hate anyone.
No. Your team's crap.
Don't hate your team.
You need
better taste. Behind
your back, of course.
Of course.
yeah.
Come on, get on me, ball.
Get on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So, okay. Yeah.
So that's all the sport.
That's it?
Yep, got the netball coming up, and that's all it. Over and done with in a few weeks.
100.3 FM.
What do you got for us, Mick?
Oh, it's Mad Mick.
It is.
And be careful, Mick, be in your best behaviour, because Ellen is here.
Ellen's
she'll
our...
set you straight.
Oh,
Ellen,
I like
Ellen
her when she...
Our... I literally, she'll set you straight.
Well, I like her when she gets a whip out and whips me. Oh, that turns me
that's
on.
That's moral depravity, Mick, and we're not allowed to have that on this program. We are a civilised family program. Just don't let your family listen.
No, it's not PG. Anyway.
You must have something good for us, Nick.
I've had something good. I just forgot about it. You got me talking, and you're talking among yourselves, and the subject just disappeared.
Disappeared. Where what about the big news this week? They're going to save first home buyers by getting rid of their stamp duty. They solved all the problem. The Premier's got out there and said, no problem. Now, you'd be excited about this, Steve.
Oh, I'm excited.
All of a sudden, no stamp duty. We'll give you $10,000.
That's great.
All the houses are all cheap again.
One was a turnaround.
And they have high-rise at Glenfield.
The other one was turnaround. Mm-hmm. Boy, our fearless Premier.
Yes.
Over the fire levy.
Yes.
So I still don't understand, and I still don't understand why they had to turn it around. It was a very sensible decision.
Mm. So she doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, not, because
if she doesn't know what she's doing, none of the other ones are knowing what, because she's supposed to be the leader. And where are they leading us to? Disaster. They think the broken record is... There's not enough houses, so that's why houses are so expensive. That's a lot of crap. It's because there's too many people in Australia wanting houses. If they stop immigration.
No more houses.
You stop your immigration, because there's over 300, it used to be 360,000 people a year. And you try getting that type of buildings for these to accommodate these. And we've got 150,000 homeless. We fix the homeless first before we bring anyone else in. That's the way it should be.
So what about this first-time buyer stamp duty thing? Does this not just increase the price of houses anyway to the people that are first?
It's more likely to increase anything to really get it.
Because Gladys was actually against this before she decided she was for this because she needs to solve the political problem.
She doesn't know anything.
That people don't like expensive house prices, but they don't want cheaper house prices either.
I said the way to do it is the government put a say, righto, no more houses. They can only increase by the CPI. Until they reach it. And that's the way...
I think Ellen, another first-time buyer here, is for that.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. Because it's getting out of control. Everywhere it's got out of control. They've had big busts. They had the Chinese come into Canada and
they've not had a bust.
They've had their bust and their house prices... It's still a bust.
No, it's a correction. A bust is half of
all. The bubble broke.
Deflated, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, let's the bubble broke. The bubble broke. And they've had same problems everywhere where they allow people from foreigners to come in and take over, buy houses as investments.
Well, you should be happy then. She increased stamp duty to foreigners by a 4%
more. Oh, what will that do? Scratch me back, will it?
And I pay to seize house deposit.
That'd be great for me.
Yeah. There's nothing they're doing. They got the wrong attitude because what they're doing is destroying our fertile lands to put houses on. When the crunch comes, we need food, we need water. We haven't got any of that because of this large population.
I don't know. I'm pretty full at the moment.
Full of it. Mm.
Oh!
Oh, sick boy. Fight.
Wow. Fight. I thought Gladys was tough.
Mad Mick.
Mad Mickey's mad this week. Anything else making you mad, Mick, apart from having a shot?
Yeah, there's...
Do you remember your topic, or...
Was that it?
That premier, I can't say her name, Jerry...
Gladys Brickajekyll...
Gladdamn Paler, is it?
Berejiklian.
That's it.
Is it Gladdamn Paler?
No,
I don't think
that was Dracula.
That was Dracula,
yeah.
Wow.
No, she comes from around there, doesn't she?
No.
Around where?
What, Willoughby? Transylvania.
She comes from Willoughby.
Transylvania is over where she originally came from.
No, she did.
Yes,
she did.
It's Armenian.
Where's Armenia?
Not in
near Transylvania?
It's probably kind of country's way, but she's from Willoughby, apparently.
She's from Transylvania. I mean...
She's not a vampire.
She's not a vampire. I don't think the Premier's a vampire. I can't confirm or deny, but I don't think she's a vampire.
I don't know.
What about your other mate? Your other mate this week, Ian McDonald, got in prison 10 years.
Good. They should have gave him more.
He got more than an Eddie Obeid, interestingly.
Yeah, Eddie
Obeid has other charges pending.
Yeah, so Eddie Obeid...
McDonald's crime was much worse, even though he didn't get the same publicity as Eddie Obeid, because he was kind of under the radar a bit. His crime had a lot more expense to the state, he was a minister at the time, which the court said was obviously a higher standard Eddie Obeid.
Eddie Obeid did a lot of other different things, and that's what he's going to go for.
He only got 5 years in prison to date. So
for one charge.
Exactly, he's still got to fit more.
So,
which will rack up more, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah, he wasn't a saint either. No. If he was a minister at the time, he would have got, the court was saying he would have got more time, but they reckon a measly parliamentarian doesn't have the same responsibilities.
He had the power.
Now the power. He probably had more than the ministers at times, actually, in that parliament, which is interesting. That doesn't matter in the court's opinion.
Mm.
No.
But is that fair, 10 years, or not enough?
Not enough.
Not enough. You give him 20, 40, 50?
Life.
Ooh.
Work out how much...
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, because he stole millions and millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
As the court would say.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Citizens of the state, for the collective.
Yeah. And then we have to pay it back, so have his wages $250,000 a year over 10 years. That's 250 times 10. That's not enough what he spent.
Probably spent lunch the week before he went to prison.
Yeah, so we have to take all the money out from him.
Well, he's got to lose his pension.
I hope Eddie Obeid loses his pension because they haven't fixed his up yet.
Yeah, hard to redeem in prison, really. Having a parliamentary pension in prison is kind of unhelpful.
He'd be very popular.
Would be very popular, yeah. Using buy-up time, right, you know? What are you buying up today? Everything.
Yeah. Using my pension on whatever they buy in prison.
So I'll have another topic after later on in the
when
program.
You remember it.
Okay, yeah. Mick.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to Saturday Night Live. You're here with Glenn, Peter, Ellen... Tony, Mick and Steve.
It's growing. It's growing.
Full house, everyone.
No, you can fit another 10 people in.
Just walk into the studio, yeah.
Walk in the door, say hello.
I feel like Price is Right, really. We should have like a contest.
Come on down. You can be the next contestant on the Price is Right.
We're like Family Feud here. This is what it is.
There's a bit of feuding going on. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Guess what?
It is time for Pete's Week.
That pub at Picton, remember that?
What
it
pub?
Actually got sold. The George the Inn pub in Picton.
Right.
Well, finally got sold and may reopen pretty soon, which is good for the people there at Picton. So.
Is that the one that does the boutique beer?
I don't know.
It's not too sure. The insurance company wouldn't pay out to get them restored.
Yeah. But this was the Menangle store. You know the Menangle store in the corner there near the pub? Well, the Menangle store owner will consider closing the doors on his long-running business if more housing is not approved in the Royal. So, last week, Mr. Redmond was dismayed he found out that the Wallandilly Council will not support a 5,000-home development proposal for the area east of the railway line near the Moreton Park Road. It's on the main street. So, I first came here, I had more customers than there are now because the big supermarkets were open on the weekends. More locals now do their shopping out of the area. So,
he's going to lose anyway because they're going to put up supermarkets and them out there and they won't come to him at all.
Yeah, so it's going to be sad if he has to close down because, it's like everywhere else, isn't it? You know? But a lot of shops open.
Have a look at Queen Street. How many shops are open?
And even during the week in Campbelltown Moor, another local takeaway shop, that shut down until further notice. Today, when in there, it was boarded up. Another shop downstairs was closed. You know? And the mall was sold, but what are they doing to the malls? Everyone's going to MacArthur Square, aren't they? Or Narelle and Town Centre?
You've only got so much money to spend and you can only spread it out so far. The further you spread it out, the more bankruptcies and other things will close down and you concentrate.
Just open some more shops.
No, you have to have shops which sell stuff which people want. That's what you want, a shop.
Well, the problem is when I hand in resumes, a week or two later they shut the doors. So why did I bother,
Is
it me or what?
Did you send them broke? Yeah. You sent them broke.
I did hand in a resume today too, so will that shut down too? Hope not. Next.
Wow.
I hope not.
Anything true in your resume?
Down the road that we go to sometimes on a Saturday night.
Your resume is pretty detailed, though, Pete.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
And your cover letter's immaculate.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
AKA, there isn't one.
Now, Road Watch. We always like a good Road Watch segment. Apparently, the Appin Road saga goes on. You know how they promised they're going to fix Appin Road, it's all going to be good, all great, grand? Not happening this year. They'll hurry. Not in the next 12 months. The federal government has committed to doing it, just not quite yet.
20 years' time it might come on.
Well, they've got an election the year after, so probably they're going to move
on. They'll continue dying on Appin Road, and then the government...
Well, I hope there's no other dying on Appin Road.
The Labor MPs didn't do much from their own government either, let's be fair. They've done bugger all. I hate politicians that complain about people not doing stuff and they didn't do it themselves. Yeah. Like, that's just...
They go, if we were in charge...
If we were there, only if you elected us.
Well, you were.
Come on. They were in power, they had Rudd, Gillard, they couldn't fix Appin Road either.
No, they wanted to wait for the
other
party.
They reckon it's now apparently urgent all of a sudden, and they're disappointed and they're pushing the government to go forward. But the political impasse goes on, and there's no timeline for the upgrade yet. The government can't figure out when to put a timeline together, which can't be that hard, guys. Come on, it's not really that difficult. Pick a year, spin the wheel.
They can spend money on stadiums, $300 million for
federal
Paramount, and the other stadiums upgrown, but they can't do a road.
I went down it today. It was fine. As long as you stay on the left-hand side of the road and don't go over the line, it should be okay.
And follow the speed limit.
The other day, apparently people on the M5, they've done a police blitz on people using their mobile phones.
Yeah.
And they found in Pico about 60 people or so, a lot of them older people too, not just these youngsters, using their mobile phone. And they only took 3 hours.
Wow.
If they just had that 24/7, they could fund Appin Road in 10 minutes. Just give it a couple of days. Outrageous, though. Peak hour people. And they actually had people.
But that's because.
With their text messaging without their hands on the steering wheel.
Is that because they're sitting.
Stuck in traffic. Boom.
Yeah, but that makes sense if they're like really congested and there's like hardly any traffic moving. Of course, they're going to be.
No,
alone.
You can't do
any. Drive, let alone do a text message.
You have to maintain your vehicle in traffic.
Yeah, but if people don't follow the road rules, Mick.
No, but if you're texting or phoning,
no.
Your concentration on your road is not very good.
You're listening to your music and you're playing on your phone.
In other road news this week.
Yes.
This road, what road?
I've got some.
Are they rolling out?
Oh, road news. Oh, my God. Yes. Queues everywhere here. Broughton Pass is on track to open in July. The final stages in this bridge back online. It suffered heavy damage in the recent storms. So they'll be able to reconnect Wilton and Appen.
Recent storms? Okay. You mean ancient storms?
Not ancient. They weren't in the 80s.
It was last
year.
The
pyramids were built.
This isn't
last year. Hey, Appen Road's taken 30 years. Yeah, I think 1 year's not too bad.
The Pharaohs were down Brighton Road.
Yeah, they were the Pharaohs. They loved Brighton. Have you not been to the Wilton pyramids?
No, I haven't.
No,
there
we go.
Are they man-made?
I don't think they exist, but
anyway. Okay.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah, silly. Pyramid scheme. Anyway.
I think it's a bit of a pyramid.
Now, Campbelltown MP Greg Warren, he believes that once...
Wazza.
Good old Wazza. He believes that once Narellan Road is fixed, it's not going to solve problems on the road.
Yeah, sure. Captain Obvious.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to notice that. So he is pleading with the council and the government to look into it and hopefully don't rush it as quick.
Put a rocket on it.
Rocket on what?
Because it's not rocket science.
But that's not going to solve a problem.
You like rockets, that you?
You're terrible, Mick. Mick draws very good rockets, I have to admit.
He does. They're very good ones.
He's very...
Rocket clock.
They call me Rocket Man.
After 2 years after the tragic death of his brother following a bout at the England RSL, Tommy Brown has won a world title... He's a world title holder. The Bradbury boxer was fighting for brother Davey in the UBO International Super Welterweight Championship in Singapore on Saturday. It was a knockout victory in the third round, so he done it for his brother, who, were pretty good boxers. And his dad, Davey Brown, is his trains him as well. So, yeah, it was when he died 2 years ago, that his mother said, they should have pulled the pin two rounds beforehand, but they didn't, so, yeah, it was a bit of a shame.
You can't really predict those things.
No, they were good boxers. So good luck to... Good on you, Tommy. Well done.
I got a cardboard box at home.
Cardboard? have you?
Well, hopefully you don't hurt it too much.
See, that's something else that came in its original packaging. Yeah. Cardboard box.
Yeah.
Now, one of Campbelltown's oldest cottages, the Redfern Cottage.
Right, that's the one
at Mick. You know who Redfern is?
No, Mick.
He was the doctor of Sydney. He was Dr. Redfern. He was in charge of the, when Sydney Town was Sydney Town.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
He was the doctor, what they call it? Oh, I can't remember. It's like when they, it was pretty big.
Witch doctor?
Yeah, he was a witch doctor.
Doctor.
But that's who Dr. Redfern was.
Couldn't help myself.
Well, it is going to be turned into
Surgeon
a medical centre.
Yeah, Surgeon General.
Oh, well, that's a good segue, Mick. It's going to be turned into a medical centre. So there you go.
The doctor's back.
The doctor's back.
Boarding houses are back in the news. Another one's been approved for Ingleburn. The state government policy allows boarding houses, but the council in Campbelltown is rather against them. Councillors had to approve the motion because otherwise we went to court. Apparently the law in the state is they're allowed.
Oh.
Thanks, councillors. Geniuses, aren't they? Really,
they
rocket
are
scientists.
So smart.
Like,
so
I've never seen
have a lot of motions.
You don't pass it because that's the rules. It will pass anyway. Well, you can't oppose something that's in the rules.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, that's just the rules.
What are they
that's what you call corruption.
Well,
or more emotion.
I think it's kind of trying to cause a problem that's not there. The councillors have raised concerns about antisocial behaviour from boarding house residents. Then the director of city development at the council meeting apparently said, because we can't hear the audio recordings because it's top secret there.
But we'll undo it, we can.
We can probably hear more from the Kremlin than Campbelltown Council because it's top secret.
Hey, the Kremlin, we might be able to get the Kremlin to hack into the council.
They could have. Yeah. Apparently you reckon Melania Trump could have hacked the election. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how... Well,
or his son-in-law or someone.
We can do it. But apparently they reckon they've had no complaints from existing boarding houses in the area, so that seems like that whole statement of there's been issues is not true. No one's complained to council. Just the
is that what they're saying, though?
That's what the city of director of city development saying.
Okay.
So no one's complained about these places to the actual council.
I don't know.
But antisocial behaviour happens at non-boarding houses.
Happens everywhere.
I've seen antisocial people everywhere.
At front of pubs.
I walk down the street, there's antisocial people, but I can't not say they can't live anywhere.
In pubs and clubs. Yeah. You've seen them
Yeah, everywhere, Mick.
I've seen them in, you know.
I've seen them at this radio station.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I was going to mention your name, Mick, but now you're here. But nonetheless, what can we say? And apparently the council is saying it's fraught with complications, but this is a disgrace. The councils here should hang their heads in shame.
Wow.
With prices of housing being so expensive, boarding houses is part of a solution. They may not be ideal, but they're houses for people that need them, and carrying on like that is just a disgrace. They should be ashamed of themselves.
What they should do is make the boarding houses
there. Nothing wrong with a boarding house.
The councillors who blocked it, their houses should be converted into boarding houses.
That's a good idea.
And let them take that. The money.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, it's now winter time and we
Yes, it's freezing. I hate it.
Yeah, I know.
I hate winter so much.
Oh, it's good for cuddling, but.
Yeah, but not if you've got no one to cuddle, Mick.
No, cuddle your blanket.
Haven't you got one of those blow-up dolls?
No, I don't have a blow-up doll.
I don't either.
All
anyway.
All I have is my pillow.
And the blankets. Now, Carrolltown Guardian Funerals have joined in a nation campaign to help people sleeping rough this winter, the homeless. Talking about the company is calling on residents to donate their spare blankets to the Vincent de Paul centres, can display them to the homeless. And the general manager said that the blanket appeal raised awareness of homelessness and support for the less fortunate in Campbelltown. As the nights gets colder during the harsh winter months, many disadvantaged and homeless people are living without their winter essentials. So last year, the community helped over 2,700 blankets were collected nationally. This year, they hope to spread the love and increase the number of blankets donated. So according to the Homeless Australia, there are more than 100,000 homeless people last year. So you can go to the funeral place there at Moore Street in Campbelltown, that's Guardian Funerals, and drop off your blankets.
You could put a homeless person in a coffin, they could pull it over and keep themselves warm in the winter.
Yeah, so do that.
And in summer, just make it a convertible.
Yeah.
Would you sleep in a coffin, Mick?
I would.
Oh. Well, one day I will, but I'm not in a hurry.
I would.
No.
You got like, even though I might be dying to get there, but. That was one of your jokes, Mick. I thought I'd reuse it.
But did you remember? You used to see the monsters. They used to get out of a coffin.
Yeah.
It was Grandpa. I think it was Grandpa. He used to.
What are you smoking, Mick?
Nothing at present. So if you know, the police have been taking all the good stuff, so if you know where we can get it from.
Don't ring us.
Come straight out of coffins.
Oh, dear. Oh, mate. This is a dead-end hot topic, isn't it? Nonetheless, smart benches. There we go. Smart benches. Campbelltown Council's doing something smart occasionally.
Yeah. Occasionally.
They're going to make some smart benches. They're going to be solar-powered benches where you can have some USB ports, cordless charging and Wi-Fi.
Really?
I don't know, that's quite handy. I often run out of power in my phone and stuff.
But you're going to go to a park bench?
I don't think I'm going to sit in Mawson Park on a park bench at 8 o'clock in the evening and charge my phone.
The night markets, no one would be walking around the market.
The benches cost $6,000, including the reinstallation. They weigh 68 kilograms, according to the article, and 1.8 metres wide. So you can sit four people at one time, and they can even collect data like the temperature, humidity, and the number of people that are on the bench. I think that's a bit creepy.
So it's a smart bench.
That's a smart bench. They know if you're sitting on the bench. That's how smart it is. So it knows how warm your backside is on the bench.
So that means they'll be smarter than the people who are sitting on it.
Yeah.
So apparently the council has done a pros and cons of the benches.
What are the cons?
The council. And they're going to go back and do a report on it.
I think the cons.
Yeah, I think it's not worth it.
They have tracking systems. They can track the benches.
Are they going to know? Are they going to have like?
Have they got wheels?
Print, like butt print on the chair.
Butt print.
Well, why about?
I
having
think it's useful. Pretty, I kind of. I think. But why is it for $6,000 though? Like, just
how many benches are they going to put in?
Well, that's a good question.
If they're at $6,000,
and four
each.
People, like they should probably do a business case on this.
Yeah.
You know, how many backsides per bench will be on there in a year?
You've got to see that proposal.
Yeah.
And who's tendering for it?
It's more expensive than a normal bench, possibly, because you've got to get power into a park, and that's quite expensive.
That could be an electric chair.
And are you going to sit in the park with on your smart bench, plugging in your phone and having your laptop there on the Wi-Fi?
And then having a short...
Wouldn't you forget your latte.
And your latte.
No, but your short circuit and your electric
what happens
seat.
If it rains?
Electric.
Yeah.
I think this, they can sort that out. Yeah, I don't think it's a big issue.
Just checking.
They're just checking.
WHNS.
Okay. What happens if it's dark?
Hey, you wouldn't be able to sit there when it's raining, though, would you?
You got the electric chair.
So it's an interesting report. We'll keep you up to date on that.
It's electrifying.
Yes. Now, the local area's government are going to look into bringing more paramedics to the area after a female paramedic was attacked in Ingleburn last week. They feel like that there's a shortage.
So a shortage of attacks?
No, shortage of paramedics.
Yeah, being attacked.
Yes. Yeah. They don't want them to get attacked.
Isn't that being ganging up? Isn't that not being fair to the people going out bashing them?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so, but...
That's not fair.
So the Australian Paramedics Association are going to look into bringing more paramedics in the local area, which makes sense because apparently there's a shortage of them, which is a bit of a shame. Because paramedics should not be treated like that. They're there to save lives.
Remember, we are a growing community, so we need more.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, also, too, sad news this week. So we heard the 6-year-old man... in Kotchagaya Park was approached by a group of old men. It was his birthday, and his birthday money, and he was attacked, Peter.
Wasn't me.
I didn't say it was you.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. That's disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. Crime's been looking for information. 1-800-333-000 if you know who the birthday... It's like stealing your lunch money stolen.
Is this fake news again?
No,
it's actually from the police.
It was true.
So you got robbed, Peter?
No, it's 6-year-old. Are you 60 years old, Pete?
No, he's still got like, what, 15, 17 years.
Right, okay.
What you do is roll it in a sock and use it as a hammer. Hit people on the head with it.
No, don't do that. Do not listen to Mick.
Terrible, man.
Right. Downtown Council will look to add more parking spaces for commuters at Lamia Station by freeing up our unused roadside land on Pembroke Road. At a meeting last week, the Deputy Mayor, Meg Oates, asked the council to explore opportunities to establish extra parking spaces on the road across from the Lamia Club Hotel. And Mary Oakes said that the people already using the empty space to park are hoped to create proper parking access to ensure safety. So, Campbelltown Mayor George said any solution to the region's community car park was welcome, and any good ideas are welcome also. So, yeah, more spacing at Lamia train station.
Exciting. They want more spacing, right?
Yeah.
Now, more than half of the proposed 2017-18 Camden Council budget is earmarked for the construction and improvement of roads, drainage, parks and playgrounds. Exciting.
Woo-hoo.
We want improvements and more and...
About play time.
And, well, you know, there's still initial stages, Mick. You know, they're going to play spaces at Harrington Park and Sedgwick. Where's Sedgwick Reserve? Oh, in Currants Hill. I should know. That's in my...
Come on. You live down the road.
As well as water play parks in Oran Park and Elderslie and new open spaces and 9 new active spaces, including playgrounds, playing courts. And there's many Oran Park Drive. There's going to be also Cobbity Road. There's going to be some stuff in there. And
they should have a racetrack out at Oran Park. Get rid of all the people off the road.
They could, man.
Yeah, they've done that before, didn't they? Yeah. What happened?
That would be amazing. Anyway.
That's all for Pete's Week.
That's it for Pete's Week.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn, Peter, Ellen, Tony, Mick and Steve.
I think we have more.
They're brooding in here. They're brooding. We're going to have more and more.
Oh, many.
That's why they love this show.
It's Saturday Night Live.
I've got a listener to that.
It's because we're...
coming in wherever.
That's what Saturday Night Live is, an ensemble cast.
Yes.
Do you know we should start selling tickets to have a studio audience, maybe?
They can stand in the other studio and clap politely.
And or like...
Or boo.
Boo.
I've Donald Trump.
Oh, we've got Donald Trump. We've got Alec Baldwin here.
I can't believe it. How come Melania Trump rigged the election?
Because she's so smart, right?
Really?
I don't know.
Who is Melania Trump?
His wife, Melania.
Really?
Melania Trump, yeah.
She could rig the election.
Apparently.
I reckon she would have voted for Hillary. If she could rig the election, she would have voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, they're not. Are they holding hands yet?
We don't hold hands.
Melania and Donald.
No, we don't do that.
That was a big controversy. They haven't held hands.
No, we don't do that.
You must have germs or something.
I have.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Have you ever had orange orangutan cooties?
No, I have not.
That is terrible. Once you get orange orangutan cooties,
I got over cooties in primary school.
Donald Trump still hasn't. That's for the primary school.
He does.
Have you heard what he says?
Yeah, he says some horrible things.
We'll be talking about in TV news too. A comedian went too far this week.
Yeah.
She cried.
Really?
She cried. And
that's horrible.
Mad Mick has his segment coming up.
Mad Mick has a part two.
Yes, deregulation and pushing things through.
And what? And we'd be talking about the big news that Donald Trump didn't like climate change, and he
took out America.
And at last, about time, Donald Trump has joined Syria in something.
Yeah,
rejecting the accord. I think there are two countries in the world that have said no.
No, and one of the African
another
countries.
Another African country. I can't remember their name, but
he can't help himself.
So yes, these countries are in behind, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, no, Syria.
So they're backward.
Syria aren't really behind.
So I don't think Syria needs to worry about climate change. They've got some more important issues to attend to.
They've got chemical changes.
If you're talking about, like, last on their list, yeah, climate change is probably
climate change they're not really worried about.
No.
The civil war might be.
And getting their, like, population in order and things.
Or Trump's hair. With him having so much money, why doesn't he go and get a transplant? Instead of growing it that long that when he has a shower, he's got to wash twice. Once it's for the hair, and then underneath the hair.
What's underneath the head?
And then he has to throw the toupee in the
wash?
We're
not sure. That's still a mystery.
It's not much
under
the head.
With TV news, but before...
It's Centric Ellen, special segment.
Ellen, you're leaving us.
Yes, so...
Busy lady.
Yes, I've got another function to go to. I haven't worked out yet how to be in two places at once. If anyone can tell me that, or three sometimes...
I think that smart bench might be able to solve that problem. If you sit on the smart bench, they might be able to teleport you to the other smart bench.
Or make a hologram.
We have representatives on,
when you
go online, they take a little
phone
version like
this.
At least you're talking to yourself,
Mick. We can't hear you.
Unfortunately, having fun with people in the studio.
Yeah, we need more microphones in here, I think.
But Mick had a very good point then. We agree, Mick.
So... We're down to five now in here.
Yes, right, we're down
to five. And one listener at least on the way.
And you're only going to be back on air Thursday, right?
I'll be on Thursday doing my program from 2 to 4. You must remember that. So we play some of the older songs that...
Stuff like we play, right?
Yeah, we play very old songs.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. Is that what the song's called?
I have a few other artists that think I don't play that. I don't play the same person every week because I have Dooley Wilson, of course. I have Tony Bennett. I have Frank Sinatra. I have Vera Lynn sing it. So
do
I
you play
I
that new it. Guy that does Tony Bennett? What's his name? The Canadian guy.
Which
that
guy?
Thinks he's like the old guy.
I don't know.
Like famous guy. He's like Bublé. What's his name?
Michael Bublé.
Would you play Michael Bublé? Because he plays that type of
stuff. What about, like, Foo Fighters or...
I sort of play the original version.
The original, not these half newbies coming in ruining the world.
Yeah.
Not that I don't appreciate what they do, but my target audience are people that remember those songs when they're about, so I want to play them the songs that they remember.
Brilliant.
Excellent, Ellen.
Fantastic.
Tuesday.
So what's the name of the program?
What's the name of the show?
You can't remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
You got a theme song there.
And you got a special guest next Thursday. Lock the doors is my advice.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Oh.
Wow.
Poor Mick.
Wow.
On that note,
Ellen has made the best exit of the whole show.
Yeah.
She stays right.
Ellen, back on Thursday. Look forward to
MCR.
TV
news
time.
All right, Mick, go.
Just remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
Time for television news. Yes. Wait, first of all, you can call us, 462-527-68. Television news, where should we begin?
I've got one. Okay. 10 of 10 will be broadcasting the A-League and the Socceroos matches after Fox Sports on sold matches. Now, it used to be on ABC, but that deal finished. So now the deal will finalise. So Channel 10 will now be broadcasting Saturday night A-League.
Wow.
Not with their own commentary team. It's with the Fox commentary team. So there you go.
Is that so?
And SBS was, so.
Now, apparently also speaking of Foxtel, they're looking to make an announcement surrounding Foxtel Play on the 6th of June, which both... HD quality, I guess if you're that Chromecast, I'm bigger than my Chromecast.
I think there was, I've been reading one of these, and somebody else announcement, some big announcement, people going on these forums, some
if it's just Chromecast,
big announcement.
That is disappointing.
And it's not just the Fox will play, they're saying, oh, there's this big, brilliant announcement coming in the middle of April, and people carrying on, we go, yeah, okay, whatever you like.
All right.
So, yeah, well, just, if you want to know.
Moving on.
Just, you'll find out soon enough.
Now, in Controversy Watch this week, this was a sad tale, a sad, sad tale.
Do you have fear for your career after this storm dies down?
Absolutely. I don't think I will have a career after this. I'm going to be honest, he broke me. He broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Baron. And obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child. But I started to see what was really happening. And then it was a mob mentality pile-on. And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today. I don't know.
What do you
but
think
I have
about
to
CNN
stand
firing
up.
You?
Excuse me?
What do you think about CNN firing you?
Well, she was much funnier before. I don't know what ever happened to her career after that.
Gone.
So, what happened, Steve? Apparently she had...
Kathy Griffin.
...made a video that had a picture of Donald Trump's
It wasn't
Trump's
a video.
Head.
It was part of a photo shoot. This photographer does controversial photos.
Tick. Yep, done that.
Holding up a photo, holding up a prosthetic Donald Trump head cut off with blood coming off it. Wasn't appropriate, apparently.
I wasn't happy. She lost
the president of the United States.
And there's a law against doing anything like
I'm
that.
I'm not happy with her.
There is. There's actual law where you cannot depict murder against the president or anything like that.
Because but why is she a surprise that Donald Trump ain't going to say, that's okay, you apologize. It's all good now.
Donald Trump,
had a seven head of, like, if someone had a seven head of you, would you like be their best friend the next day?
No,
I'd be pretty disappointed. Like,
I'm General Trump, remember?
I turned you off anyway.
Peter. Donald Trump, go away. We're sick of you, Donald Trump.
Yeah, so because that happened, she lost her gig at CNN.
Eve will never be the same.
Her and Anderson Cooper will never be the same again.
She lost a couple of stand-up shows, sponsorship.
Yeah, so she realised what she did was wrong.
You know. She's paying a price for it, obviously. She'll probably tide over, but...
It'll go over eventually, but I think...
I don't think the president's involved in it. I think that people are probably generally...
No, it's social media and it's the actual media themselves that are doing it.
It's the president's supporters.
Not so much,
to some extent, yeah. But
they're doing it as well, but it's mostly the media. They're blowing it up. And rightfully so. It was a stupid thing to do.
Are they terrorists, blowing it up?
Yeah, they did. They are. Actually, they are.
Head up,
they're internet terrorists. That's what they are.
Yeah.
The thing is, Kathy was saying that he kept pushing her and he was taking it too far and... What was he doing exactly?
He hadn't have a severed head of her.
He was just doing his job, right?
He's just saying it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I can actually defend Trump now. I actually think Trump...
That's what I mean.
...overreacted. And she's trying to make it out like this big, huge conspiracy theory that Trump's going to try to stop comedy.
No.
He can't. He's the funniest thing in town.
Yeah. He loves the exposure.
Seriously.
He writes his own comedy sketches.
We don't need comedians. This is what she's worried about, job security. If they figure out the president's funnier than the comedians...
All these comedians will be fired.
We won't have a show.
All the Saturday Night Live material will be gone.
Where will Alec Baldwin go now?
He'll be fine.
If he's bored, he can always come here. We'll take him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, UK TV are going to be airing the Manchester concert to raise funds of what happened in Manchester, which was unfortunate. The concert is called One Love Manchester Concert. It's to raise funds for what happened in Manchester. So it's only in England, sorry. It's going to be airing on UK TV at 3:55 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. You don't have to watch it then. It will repeat. It's going to feature performances by Ariana Grande, who was the one that was at the concert when it happened because it was her concert.
Yeah.
But also Justin Bieber will be there, Coldplay, Katy Perry, and just like a bunch of celebrities and across with American and British celebrity. So it's good because we're raising funds for...
We're losing Tony now.
Tony's gone. Come say bye.
We all back next week?
No.
I'm skiing because it's snow.
No, we're pre-recording next week, Tony.
Do you know how to ski?
I'll be here.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
He does the, does the pizza method.
Do you get
pizza.
To stay upright or you sort of talking to the snow a lot?
I don't talk to the snow, no. I'm not
only
crazy.
When you're face into it, right?
Good.
I might talk to the radio, but not the snow.
Fair enough. Yeah, look, I'm going to get going and thank you for the invite.
It's a pleasure, Tony.
And
out of 5 stars, what do you give the show?
Out of 5, 6.
Oh!
Wow. He can come back next
Ellen
week.
Ellen was there. She really improved the show.
Now it's gone downhill.
Now that you're leaving.
It's getting very cold. That's why I'm going.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good excuse to leave.
Come back again, Ellen.
Okay. Poor Ellen. She's been serenaded and her guy's very sad. Wow. Ellen has had an effect on people.
Ellen's
she has.
Amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Don't very forget lovely. To tune into our program Thursday.
In other TV news.
Oh, we've got our
week.
Program now.
Yeah, okay. I'll continue. Now, Carl Stefanovic has taken aim at media outlets for the coverage of Chappelle's coverage in Australia.
Yes. Tell us about it, Peter.
Well, I don't know much about it.
Don't you have it on there in your paper?
No, I just said...
Well, I can tell you what happened. He was on there saying...
He was pretty much saying...
Saying all these people covering Chappelle Corby are absolute lunatics. What were we doing? Absolute...
Waste of time.
We all looked like idiots, chasing a car, she's in the wrong place...
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, one was going that way, one was going another way, you know, just give up.
Yeah,
we'll leave it to Carl.
What do you think?
Yeah.
It could be like the Prince.
I realise there's interest, but why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Chappelle Corby, rightly or wrongly, has been convicted of drug smuggling. She's done her time and has a right to live her life in relative peace, if that's what she wants. Maybe she wants mayhem. Whatever. I do not care. There are far more important things in life than pursuing and losing Chappelle Corby. We in the media have a responsibility to inform, but I reckon we were all made to look like idiots yesterday, and to what end? Where Chappelle is, what she looks like, come on, we know. And you know what? It ain't that interesting. To me, anyway, move along.
Now, to be fair, I don't know if... Have you watched the Today Show lately?
No.
I don't think he's got the high moral ground here. Those in glass houses.
But
like, on the Weekly this week, they were talking about how they had, like... You know, remember that guy that, like, had the YouTube video where he, I think it was Charlie, and he, like, hit his brother or something, and went, owie, and he bit his thumb and went, ow.
Right.
And then 20
they had,
later.
Like, 10 years later, they came back and had a reunion show, interview in London, like... The Today Show ain't innocent here.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're not fabricating the news. They're actually just reporting on what's already out there.
Today Show?
Yeah. They're not making... Well, I'm talking about like 80% of the time, though.
Some of it's fake news.
Yeah, of course it is, but they're still reporting
they
on what's
they do report on
news.
Some pretty boring, dull...
They have to. It rates, apparently.
Well, they've got 3 hours to fill.
Yeah.
But the Chappelle coverage was rather just...
Carl's right.
She made him look stupid. And then he was also upset this week.
The Daily Mail...
You'd never made in the Daily Mail, Steve.
No, I'm not Daily Mail material, apparently.
What went wrong in your Daily Mail?
I've got a good story about the Daily
Mail.
I'm a Daily Mail.
I'm a mail in Daily.
Well, Carl's not happy. Violent. He's gone absolutely silent. About time he went silent.
But what you're wearing this morning, how would you feel if I criticised your hair? Or
has he not made a Donald Trump hair joke?
No.
Or mocked your makeup? Or shamed you for not wearing any? I want to take a couple of minutes right now to call out an organisation which trades in these kind of insults. It's a news website, one which seeks to profit from criticising and publicly humiliating people, women especially. This site specialises in shaming women for how they look, for what they wear, for how much they weigh, for how much weight they've lost, for going to the beach. It has a despicable track record of denigrating women for who they are. What they look like, the choices they make, for denigrating women, full stop.
Feminist Carl Stefanovic there, burning bras on the Today Show.
He's not wrong, though. That
has
organization.
He got a bra to burn, had he?
I think he was.
Yeah. But he's not wrong. That organization.
They copy other people's stories often.
Clickbait, they're a copy and paste. They ruin people's lives.
Mm. Yeah. And what happened here was apparently Carl went with a producer to cover a story.
Yeah.
And they went to a hotel and brought some...
Brought some alcohol.
Alcohol for the prawn farmers, for this prawn farmer story. I know what's more unbelievable about the story was whether that Carl went to a story, but there was a prawn farmer story.
Yeah.
There is a prawn farming story. It's called
really?
White Spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up on 60 seconds soon, but...
Yeah, so the Daily Mail fabricated the story where Carl's sleeping...
No, they just said that...
They did, though.
They didn't fabricate it. They just said...
Bull crap.
Funny, beer, Carl, woman.
Yeah, he might have been sleeping. Made up a narrative saying that he's sleeping with the woman.
No, he didn't say it though. Just kind of put all the things. Oh, just please. Put it out there.
Okay. He could be sleeping with the fishes if he's not careful.
Yeah, could he? What about the prawns?
Yeah, the prawns. Yeah,
I think the story was a bit fishy.
It smelled a bit fishy.
But you know, like when they do those stories in the media where they kind of, like at the Rebel Wilson case, where they kind of make up stuff like Women's Day and things like that, where it's like, wow, Carl went to a pub. What? Is he an alcoholic?
Probably. Well, he does have a history of being an alcoholic, so.
Well, after the Logies, maybe, but it's not his fault.
No, but sticking with today, a bit of a sad note, Richard Wilkins and his good friend, Olivia Newton-John.
Spare a thought for the gorgeous Olivia Newton-John, please. The back pain that has been causing her issues recently, we thought it was sciatica, has turned out to be breast cancer, which has spread to her lower back. Olivia's postponed her immediate concert dates as she undergoes a short course of radiation therapy, and we send her all our love. She's a wonderful person. It's so sad.
I know she's an incredibly close friend of yours.
Unfortunately, Olivia Newton-John.
Just a phone.
Yeah, it's fine, but anyway.
Nick, it's the phone.
Back to the Today Show.
Makes me laugh so much.
Get the phone, Pete. I feel like Tony Barber on Silent Century. You know when he used to do that on Silent Century?
Shut off your microphone.
You know what on Silent Century, they used to have the phone, they had to get the question confirmed?
Yeah.
You don't remember that, do you?
Sale of the Century. I know. Yeah.
No, you don't remember that.
That's too much.
Come on down.
I remember
them. Just come on down.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Olivia Newton-John, bit of a sad case. She has to undergo therapy and radiation therapy and, very sad.
Now, another sad news too. Rolf Harris has walked free from a Southwark Crown Court. The jury was unable to find charges of indecent assault.
Twice?
Yeah. Now, apparently he's now free to go home because the three teenage girls he's been accused of assaulting, the case has not been able to be proven in the court. He's denied the charges and he's basically essentially now a free man.
Well, if they can't...
For now. I think there's another case pending
as
well.
Yeah, there's still more cases, but for now, they can't prove it.
That's fair.
And twice, though. Get a new jury,
but he's still a criminal.
Yes, he is.
Let's not forget that.
But it's the hardest thing to prove.
But in this case, he's not a criminal.
20 or 30 years, try proving something 20 or 30 years after the case is
gone. They've done it many times.
No.
It is difficult, though. It's not as easy as proving something happened yesterday.
No, it was like murder. It would be...
Murder cases.
Murder, there would be evidence, but there's no evidence.
Haven't you watched CSI, Mick?
Yeah, they just...
They do it every week. Don't take them 60 minutes.
They solve a lot of cases in 60 minutes. Law and order and all those
things. But it is difficult, and I think that it's a difficult situation because in a lot of cases there's a little truth to what's happened, but there's a risk that they might convict innocent people as well.
Mm. I would say Steve's my son.
Well, I'll try to think you're wrong.
So, there's no proof he isn't. There's no proof he is. So
I won't deny it.
And you're the tooth fairy too, Mick, but,
There's no proof.
No proof either way.
See?
What's true anymore? I think we lost the truth somewhere.
Now,
somewhere back in 1999.
Sharknado is coming back. It's still around. Sharknado. The fifth one, global swarming. That's actually pretty good.
Is that about Western...
Like global warming? But
yeah.
Is this about South Australia and Western Australia before the shark attacks?
Oh, I hope not. But no, this is that horrible telly movie. It's back for its fifth year. It's going to air on August the 7th on Sci-Fi, I believe. Yeah, Sharknado 5, global swarming. It was filmed... A couple of scenes were filmed in Australia, so...
See?
I might watch it. Local production.
They put a big bite on your butt.
Yeah, that's true.
Did we mention Homer Simpson had been...
No, we did not.
No. Has been officially inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame in the US.
Did he play for the Isotopes?
Character was inducted on the weekend while opening a Simpsons exhibition in their museum. So, yeah. Homer is in the official Baseball Hall of Fame.
Homer or Homer?
No, Homer.
There may be a homo in it, we don't know.
Don't discriminate.
Okay, we're all fair,
for
equality.
Wasn't Homer a Greek god?
Yes.
I don't want my tennis court to be changed names.
And a cleaning product, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not me. Anyway.
Now, Asia Vision.
Yes.
Has been delayed for another year. So SBS is planning to have a spin-off in the Eurovision Song Contest, have Asia Vision. Proving not so easy to get 20 Asian countries together for a song contest. And it looks like it's going to happen in 2018. So that's a shame. Have to stand by for your Asian pop music festival.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
no, there's more.
No, time. Peter, we more have many more to go. Now you think. Now
yeah,
you,
we do.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do.
You think, now, guys, you think being a reporter would be an easy job, right?
Oh, yeah.
Easy. You just interview someone and that's it. Not for a current affair reporters, though.
Yeah.
They have it.
It's a hard job.
It is for them.
So did you... First, there was the rumble in the jungle.
I beg your pardon? Sir, don't hit me.
Off. Then we had the thriller in Manila. Now, take a ringside seat to the Dingdong in Wollongong.
Can we just have a proper conversation? You don't need to kick me.
Meet Christy Kovachevsky and pay attention to that cigarette. Within seconds, he'll be using it as a weapon.
Good morning, sir.
When we catch up with him outside court, it's not just the 74-year-old's durry that's fired up.
Sir, there's no need to hit me. Excuse me. You don't need to kick me.
Why are you asking?
Wow.
Yeah.
My dad actually watched this during the week.
What did Baz think?
He actually thinks the reporter was being a douchebag.
I kind of agree a little bit.
Because he said no comment, and then the reporter's like, come on, tell me something.
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Why did you hit that person? Why did you do this? Why did you do that?
Yeah. I think it was the case that this guy's not a nice guy, by the way. He burnt down his house so his wife couldn't get the money out of a divorce settlement. Not particularly the nicest.
Not a way to go about a divorce. Yeah.
Like, arsonists are not my friends.
No.
But the reporter did kind of, you know, probably should have left the situation.
I think once you're getting hit and kicked, you might want to leave the the area.
But he could be for the next season of Australian Survivor, which is starting in Samoa now.
Uh-huh.
Channel 10's looking at it. The next batch of contestants, there's 20,000 applications. Looks like they'll have an endurance athlete, a marriage celebrant, an Olympian, a doctor, an adventure guide, a plumber, and an international poker player. It's like, you know what it sounds like? It's like one of those jokes you hear. On a desert island, you're left with the following people.
Yeah. A poker player walked into a bar. A
poker player walked into the bar with an Olympian doctor and adventure guide. What could go wrong?
He had a poker face, did he?
Probably. Now, Destination New South Wales is on board for the Logies to New South Wales regions.
Oh.
So Dubbo RSL could be hosting the Logies 2018.
Exciting.
The government's behind it.
That would be great, I think. No, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good idea, though. Yeah. Why not? Because regional Australia is a lot of people live there. I don't.
No, I don't.
But other people do. And why don't they have more events out there? Very cheap accommodation. The Dubbo Motor Inn's not expensive, I don't imagine.
Yeah. They could have done
something. I think that's not. Like, this is a couple of celebrities. I'm sure that's okay.
I don't think they can do State of Origin there.
Well, Destination as well said they weren't going to help put funding in for it to come to Sydney, because there's no need for them to come to Sydney because all of them are already in Sydney. So to help tourism, they're happy to support it if they go to the regions and, you know, maybe like
Yeah, beach. But compared to getting out to the region, to the city, it's a bit different.
Yeah, they could get the CountryLink out there or something. For the Logie Express.
No, it's the Elvis Presley Express, don't they?
You have a Logie Express, different day, different week.
I don't think it's going to happen, though. It'll stay in Melbourne.
Yeah. Now, SBS also got in trouble for screaming... Kevin Rudd always causes trouble.
He does.
Have you heard Kevin Rudd's
Even
name?
Even when he's not in politics.
Trouble. SBS apparently rebroadcast the feed program, and in the replay they didn't bleep out Kevin Rudd swearing. Do you remember that famous tape where you got a bit F-bomby?
Yeah.
Bloody oath.
Beep! They breached the code 2.3, violent and distressing events in news and current affairs, and Kevin Rudd is very much in that category.
Yeah.
Not for the bleeping, I would have thought.
He can swear in Mandarin, though.
He could, yeah. He could have sworn Mandarin.
Yeah.
So apparently, I don't know how violence and distressing events and using current affairs is a swear word. I don't know.
Depends who you ask.
I think it was also the time slot. It was an afternoon time slot where kids were around too. So,
But what kids are watching the feed?
Me.
What kids are watching us? Well, I think they got like News Hour before that from PBS.
But what kids are watching PBS News Hour?
Pete, he used to do it when he was a toddler.
Peter's not a kid. He's a 43-year-old man.
He's
a child at heart.
I'm kidding, Pete. You're all right, Peter.
I know.
Didn't you used to watch when you were a kid Question Time followed by the PBS News Hour followed by the 10 News?
No, I used to watch, like, Trapdoor and, like, Around the Twist and Art Attack.
Art Attack.
Yeah.
No, you arty-farty type.
Around
the Twist was good.
Yeah, see, Around
Mr. Squiggle, he was
Mr.
excellent.
Mr. Squiggle, yeah.
High School.
Like Goosebumps and...
The Rocket Man and Mr. Squiggle, the Rocket.
Rusty Rocket, I believe.
Mm. Giggle and
Hoot. Oh, that's too modern. Pete, stop watching kids' TV.
No one watches Giggle and Hoot. But speaking of watching programs, Doctor Who, it's very popular. Even the ABC staff are auditioning for Doctor Who.
TARDIS rattling through the galaxy. Oh, and I'm afraid you'll find your invasion won't be going as planned. Sorry about that.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Is that a sonic screwdriver you're holding? Are you auditioning for Doctor Who?
No, look, I'm just running through a few lines for...
Are you kidding me? I'm 10 times a Doctor Who fan you are.
Oh, Michael.
If anybody should be auditioning for Doctor Who, it should be me, Michael Nolan.
Oh, calm down.
Okay, if you're such a Doctor Who fan, when did Cyberman first appear?
Huh. 10th Planet, 1966, episode 1.
Uh-huh, wrong. Did you say 10th Planet?
Yeah, written by Jerry Davis and Kip Pedler, as I remember.
Yes, I don't really... Isn't his breakfast any good?
I don't know if Ginger Trolley's going to be Doctor Who.
No.
But why don't they have a woman Doctor Who?
Well, they're thinking about it. Because now that Peter Capaldi's done, this is his last season.
Yeah, he just got
Why don't they have a dog? Like K-9?
Dr. Roof?
They have a K-9.
Yeah, so Dr. K-9 could be... The reincarnated doctor.
Well, the doctor can only regenerate into people, not animals.
How do you know?
It doesn't say that on the... It says he can regenerate, but it doesn't say who he can regenerate.
Okay, well, if there's a dog doctor, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, how rough is a dog? Door?
Damn rough.
And he'll go, rough, rough, rough.
Rough head. 100.3 FM.
Mick, what's making you mad?
The government, this local or state government, has now put a thing in talking about getting rid of all these red tapes to build a house. Instead of taking a house to build a house in 3 or 4 months or 7 months, they're going to do it in 20 days. And they're going to have their own board to say yes or no. But these people can't even design a bloody road, can't get a road act together. So how can they get other houses?
There's pretty appalling planning decisions recently.
Yeah. So these poor, because what's happening is the local government will have it taken off their hands. It'll be an independent board.
How independent will the independent board be?
Yeah, it's
about. Who will be on the independent board?
Yeah. Put the poor people in, let them be on the independent board and
but
see
the
what they say.
Poor people's not the issue, Mick. Like, you don't.
Well, put the homeless people in.
No.
I don't think that's going to help the problem, Mick, but.
With this way, this is
but
how
is this
corruption.
Trying to speed up the development process.
This is how you speed up corruption.
How?
We saw a house.
Because there is some antiquated rules when you try to get a house.
But we've seen it every time we've seen. Speeding up of different things, like what happened in the with Bush. He sped up the thing in there and he got rid of all the paper.
Bush,
yeah.
The tree?
No, George Bush.
Oh, because, yeah.
He got rid of all the paperwork and all this stuff for the regulations of the...
For the oil spill that happened.
Not the oil spills. He also got rid of the regulations on...
housing loans.
No.
What are you talking about?
The NASDAQ and all them.
Financial regulations.
Trading on the...
changed that, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as they do that, they
have failures. That's what caused the
first
1929 big crash of the 30s.
What's
and
the
same thing...
net trading, though?
But they still had the problem. So these are the type of people who will get in and not think of the consequences when they make their decisions. There's been one
but
house...
Doesn't it happen already, though, Mick? Because if the council has... politicians there, often with developer interests as well at heart. You know, obviously developers want to associate with property, doesn't have to be actually getting anything benefit from it. Mm. They might be just pro-development. They get in the council. They can increase council limits, increase zoning, increase density without providing the supporting infrastructure.
And the worst part about it is they say they do an environmental study and they never do an environmental study.
They do.
They
very
do not do
document.
What environmental study do they do? Do they
detailed.
Do the effect of what crowding people in little houses do? Do they have the effect of what happens when you have high density housing with disease? Do they have high density, what happens when you have high density and no, and a poor income? What do they do with water? What's with garbage? These are never explored. And if they did explore them, they'll be knocked on the head straight away with these multi...
They do study those things.
They don't.
They do. They put them in a report, document it, and you can provide your feedback.
No, they don't.
They do. They have for all
they would
these,
have to.
For a lot of proposals, they've got to provide... I've done a DA once before. You've got to provide a lot of information. I don't know, DA just for a change of use of a premise, and like the amount of information you have to provide. You have to provide like a heritage report.
Wow.
You have to provide like, you know, a waste management plan.
Yeah.
All sorts of ridiculous things that are just absurdities.
But anyone can make up a waste management. I'll put it out every Friday night.
Well, basically, I said, we'll put it in the bin.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, so like, environmental study plans do not, they don't have them. They don't do them, and they talk about how environmentally.
But isn't the problem sometimes like, because the government announced this week, Glenfield, we're going to have high-density housing in Glenfield near the train station there. But it doesn't appear they've given much thought to the capacity of the train line or the capacity of the roads in the area.
Or the capacity of the station where you're nearly falling off in front of the train when the train comes when you peak hour.
No, it's not that bad.
Well, you probably shouldn't stand behind,
the yellow line, Mick.
That's what it says.
There's no room.
There is
no room. Have you been to Glenfield lately? Yep. There is half the Sydney line being taken up by...
Depends what time you go, though.
No, it's been taken up by fencing. It's fencing on the...
They're, I think, fixing the roof.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
All along
the
platform.
Well, yeah, because they're putting an extra roof along
that,
to make the
commuters
dry.
Isn't that a good thing, then, Mick?
No, they're not if people can't get on the train or get pushed under the train.
No one's got pushed under the train, Mick.
They haven't been yet, but they will be.
Haven't been yet, but Mick will be there on Monday morning.
Mick will make sure they do.
No, but...
I'm catching the train on Monday.
We have to stop the attitude is we have to have a big population. The happiest countries in the world who always have the smallest population.
But why do they not live in Sydney? Can't they move somewhere else? Not part of the problem
Move them out of Sydney and move them outside Australia.
Can't they go to Wollongong or Newcastle or lots of other places? Well, that's the problem at the moment. They all don't have to live 10 kilometres from the city.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the issue, right? They're trying to...
And why are you putting people in high-density places where there's heaps of pollution, where you get medical problems?
I have no problems.
Yeah.
I'm okay. What problems do I have, Mick?
Wait until you get older, then you will.
Wait until you get older, Glenn.
Okay. I think it's going to happen by low, medium, or high-density, but...
One day when you're older, you go, Mick was right.
Mick was right.
I've got problems.
I've got problems. What do I do about them now? Now, climate change, big issue this week too. Donald Trump withdrew from the Paris Accord, joined Syria and some African country, which I forgot its name.
Which I found pretty funny because the headquarters for that is in New York.
Irony.
Very ironic. I hope he knew that before he pulled out.
But why? But the thing I don't understand, he said, I'm going to announce it on Thursday. You don't need to announce it on Thursday. You don't like climate change. We knew this already. Of course he was going to pull out.
But the change...
It's like... It was the most obvious thing he was going to do.
It was like a press event and everything.
I couldn't believe the media saying, oh, God, he might pull out. We heard reports of it. It's his policy.
But remember...
That's what he said at the election. He actually said he was not for... He thinks climate change is loopy.
Okay, but remember, he
like,
can't pull
surprise.
Out...
It wasn't like everyone's going, oh,
Mike, remember, he can't pull out until the end of the... Just before his term finished.
Yeah, it's quite moronic, actually. A lot of it. It slowly will progressively change.
So if he loses... There'll be nothing will be done because the other oncoming person will change it.
No, because the other person won't be there until a couple of months later. Then they have to re-implement it.
And they've got to vote on it again. And
they may not be able to get it in either. Because I think what happened is Adama put in an executive order which bypassed Congress and the House. And then he's just reversed that because he's the president. He's allowed to do it. He got elected to do that. What's the problem? Like, he's allowed to do that. That's what he got voted in to do.
But
is it right to do? Because America is now
seen
as the only country... that hasn't done this. So Europe and China are now saying, we're leading the world, and America, whatever you want to do, no one can.
They're going to lose on the techniques of making renewable energy, and people won't buy stuff off them because they haven't got renewable energy technology.
They could still get it, though.
But isn't he appealing, though, to the grumpy Trump voter, though, is he not?
He's only protecting the fuel, the
he's protecting the... Americans in the Midwest that need American jobs. He's making America great again.
I don't think the Americans in the Midwest.
He was talking about coal mines. They've got coal mines which employ no one except three or four people, and they do it all by remote control. So employment doesn't mean jack to me.
I wonder how
sounds like he means it though.
Yeah, but...
Because there's the guy in the Midwest without his job voted for him knows that that mine has no... That's automated.
Well, I'd like to know how the employment numbers are since he's been president.
They've been great.
They risen?
They're actually at 4.4% unemployment. It's lower than Australia.
It was better Obama. Obama got it all going properly.
Obama started the trend, and the trend's continued. Yeah. Yeah. They're at record job creation.
Record lows.
Record
lows. So technically, he didn't have
the thing that's unreported in those statistics, though, is that there's, same in Australian statistics, is there is a hidden amount of underemployment.
Yes.
So people working have given poor. Up trying to work, or working poor, which is two working types poor. Of issues that... prevalent more so in America than Australia, but unemployment's not bad there. Like, American jobs are okay.
Oh, good.
Even with the accord being in place.
Oh, they're going to send the Mexicans away and then get more employment with the Americans.
Yeah. Well, that's his policy.
America will be great again.
America
that's
first.
That's the policy, right?
That was one of his policies.
That is the only policy I know
America first.
But someone said to me the other day, like you know, I actually asked somebody, I said, like, we know, like, I can't believe Trump got in. And I went, okay, so what was Hillary's policies?
Yeah. He couldn't name one.
No one! And I said, I can't tell you either. I've got no idea what she's running for. I knew what he was running for.
Yeah, America first.
Hate Muslims, America first, go back
she to... She was running for her life.
You know.
She was on the run.
She was running for her email server. Yeah. Yeah. Will he get... And the Russians, obviously, this week said that, you know, it's still ongoing, the Russian saga.
Well, now his whole family's into it. It was a son-in-law, and then it was a Comey, and then...
Comey's next week. Comey,
No, he's in a lot of trouble, that guy.
Okay, are we going to get on to movie reviews?
Why not, Mick? While you're here?
We can do it now, sure, Mick. Yeah.
We're running out of time. Kind of.
The movie I saw was John English.
Johnny English. How was it?
I watched this movie.
He was a very good... It reminded me of Maxwell Smart.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's because it's Rowan Atkinson, you know. Yeah. He's very Mr. Bean.
Yeah. But that was more of Maxwell Smart, because Maxwell Smart did the same thing, same balls-ups. Yeah. And it's how long ago was that? 20 years or 30 years later?
Yeah, that's true. Well, as far as spy movies go,
yeah.
How'd you like it?
As a spy movie, I thought it was very good because it was very funny.
Is it better than The Spy Who Shagged Me?
No.
Oh.
Austin Powers is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat that.
And gold, and was a gold member? Or what, yeah, gold member.
What got me was seeing all these things and thinking, oh, that's what... In the days when Get Smart was out,
yeah.
There's Man from Uncle, Mission Impossible.
Man from Uncle's a very good movie.
Yeah. Well, The Woman from Arnie, I don't know.
Oh, The Woman from Arnie, terrible.
Well, that was a comedy sketch on the ABC or something.
Oh, okay.
But then you see the seriousness, and then you see the non-seriousness in.
Which is usually the best bit, because they're taking it serious, they're taking their job serious, they've got to save lives.
Yeah, but having a comedy as a spy thing is much better.
Yeah, I think so too. There's some good ones. Mm. Johnny English is a very good spy movie.
And so I Spy. No, I Spy, the other one with the woman, the fat woman.
Spy,
yeah, that's it.
Melissa McCarthy is her name.
Now, out of 5 stars, Mick?
Oh, about 4.5.
Wow. Mick rates movies very high.
Mick's like the kind of reviewer you always want.
You do. You're definitely better than David Stratton.
Mm.
Yeah, he's
just, I taught David
Spy movies leaving him is like 1 star.
I taught him everything he knew.
He's got the same beard, Mick, so probably.
He looks like me too. He's got 2 eyes.
He does look like... I look
he's
like
got
you.
Got 2 eyes.
Glenn looks like you. Peter
yeah,
looks
everyone.
Like you. Yeah.
They all... I look from your eyes, you look with your eyes, so you both look alike.
Wow.
Speaking of movies, though, the Sydney Film Festival starts next week. I am excited.
Have you got any reviews yet, Mick? Safe?
Not that I can legally say yet.
Hmm.
Next week I can, though.
Any good movies? Are they good movies?
Oh, there's so many. I can't wait to... Pac-Man, of course, I really want to see that. Last year's standout was the Anthony Weiner one.
Can't go past a good Weiner movie.
A good Weiner movie is pretty.
Weiner with mustard on.
Weiner with mustard on?
Yeah, in between a sausage. In between buns? On a bun, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Okay, that got really weird.
Put sauce on as well.
Liberation Day looks really good as well. Yeah, there's a lot. Sydney Film Festival is always great.
Always great.
Next week,
that's its slogan, always great.
I'm pretty sure it's something fancier than that.
Probably something a bit more classy than that, possibly, potentially. Any other good movies out at the moment, Steve? Come on.
Wonder Woman's out?
Yeah.
I would like to go see that. I heard it's very good, actually.
Wonder Woman's playing at Campbelltown.
I haven't met Wonder Woman.
Is it playing at Campbelltown?
Yes.
Probably, somewhere. Well, I can't tell you where, though.
No, we can't tell you exactly where. It is playing in the vicinity.
It's playing at a cinema, somewhere near
the railway station.
No!
Nick, no.
Shut up.